All right, it is Wednesday, 4/18 plus 2, LOL. Laser. We are in Picklin Memorial Library, Study Bubble C. Let's get to work.
Stuff today. We're talking big recent news. We're giving a little rundown. We got some questions of the day, some pro tips as always. Today we have a very special guest on with us. Connor can't be here, so we have the newest member of the Indianapolis Colts joining the set today, Mr. Jordan Brown.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, but first, I guess let's get into a little news rundown. So Coachella happened, looked pretty nuts.
Coachella's fucking awesome. I wish I could go.
We all should have been there.
Matt has a little bit of a problem with this Beyonce thing.
So I'm on Twitter the other day, and I'm on the the Discover section or whatever the hell it is, and I just see the news headline that Beyonce, in drastic news, changed her nail polish at Coachella. Why the hell is this news, people? Rihanna's better anyway.
She is better. Rihanna is way better.
This is the liberal agenda just pushing us in the news. It doesn't matter.
Boy, right? Oh boy, Matt, you sound sick.
I'm sorry. Yes, I would like to also point out I'm a bit congested. The weather changing in Kirksville sucks. It was 80 on Friday. It is now 35 today. I'm gonna off myself. Anyway. Yes, fake news, cut the shit out. Irrelevant news, cut the shit out also. Bieber, though.
Other news, Justin Bieber. I don't know if you – did you guys see this outfit he was wearing?
Yeah,
he got after it.
Basically like a rainbow-colored romper, kind of.
It looked like a man romper.
I don't know what he's wearing, but it pisses me off because he can pull it off.
What I want to know is the man. I saw a couple of videos of this guy.
He's hanging out with the fucking yodel kid.
Yeah. No. Anyway, this guy's dancing around, having the time of his life at Coachella.
He looks like a homeless person.
Yeah, I just want to know: is this man on narcotics?
He looks like Ellen DeGeneres if she did a bunch of drugs. Look at him.
It's true. I want to know: was this man on narcotics like most people his age at Coachella?
I would assume that most people. Not the yodel kid.
But he's got an image uphold, you know. He's Justin Bieber, you know.
Did you guys see that he punched a dude right in the face? Because there was a guy like choking a girl or something, and Bieber just came over and punched him right in the face. He's kind of a hero.
Kind of a hero.
Guy's probably pretty big.
Hey, not all heroes wear capes.
Justin Bieber trending up.
Rainbow rompers.
Trending up.
Another Coachella thing that happened was Cardi B got up there with her pregnant ass and just twerked all over that damn stage. I don't know if that's good for the baby or not, but it was kind of weird to see.
The increased hip gyrations are definitely not good for an unborn child. I've done my research.
Cardi B is such a weird fucking human being.
I think she's so annoying. I think her voice is just so annoying. She's the off-brand Nicki Minaj. Let's put that out there.
Kind of hot though.
No, right. I wouldn't touch it. I would not.
I probably would.
I would as well.
Other news though coming out. So, who was it that drew this? Stormy Daniels was like describing about how when her and Donald Trump like had that whole thing go on, how she was threatened in Las Vegas by somebody who said like, "Hey, keep your mouth shut about this stuff."
They
came up with a sketch. Yeah, they came up with a sketch of what this guy looks like, and he is almost identical to Tom Brady. So apparently Tom Brady's been doing Trump's dirty work, in Las Vegas, and he's been threatening porn stars
they're
to stay away from the president.
They're in cahoots. I mean, the guy's got to keep himself busy in the offseason.
He does. This is true. It's big news if true. I would love for Tom Brady to have been the one to go up to her and her have no idea who he is when he's probably the most famous football player of all time, and her just like not be able to say, like, yeah, the guy who threatened me is Tom Brady.
It's...
What are we watching right now?
What is this? This is a police sketch thing. You guys ever seen that video? Where they...
Is that... Okay, is this funny because of how stupid the sketch looks, or because it looks like him?
No, it's not stupid the sketch.
Look, doesn't it kind of look like that guy, though?
No.
Tiny eyes with the nose and
it doesn't,
the mouth.
It doesn't look like any guy. He says in the video he was wearing a hat at the time of the crime.
It looks like the sketch looks Peter Pan.
No, and then they pull up a real picture of the guy. I'm sorry, we're talking about sketches tonight, man. It was bad.
The Royals just said
bad radio.
We live.
Royals sucks.
We live for
congrats. Royals hit their first home run of the season. Breaking news.
Other breaking news, the USA bombed Syria.
It is raining bombs in the Middle East.
Gotta love it.
I don't know
gotta
why this is
it.
News. Like, we have been bombing Syria for like 10 years.
I know.
I don't know
this,
why it's
now
such
it's
a big
deal.
Deal,
man. Now it's a big deal. Trump's in office. Everything's a big deal because Trump's in office. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to get too much into this.
We won't get too political.
Mike is a huge conservative. The NHL playoffs are also going on. My pick, the Vegas Knights, obviously rolling. Swept the first series.
I think they're everybody's pick at this point.
No surprise.
It's a feel-good story.
If you haven't hopped on the bandwagon, hop on now. Get your Knights gear.
Blues fans, you heard it here first. We're Vegas fans now.
Yeah, you guys would come around.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, when the team – when Blues go out, I got to get someone else.
Anyone but the Penguins or the Capitals?
I don't like the Capitals.
Shut up.
I'm into the Capitals. I'm an Obi fan also.
You have a jersey.
I do have an Ovechkin jersey, yes. So, fan from the start, yes. Caps fans, hello.
Also, the NBA playoffs are going on. We're going to get into that a little bit later with Jay Brown, but LeBron not looking too hot right now, making me kind of nervous.
Oh, I'm not worried.
No need to be nervous.
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried.
LeBron, I'm not worried, but they played like shit the first game. Man.
They did play like shit, but LeBron is just is a different type of human. The man was down 3-1 in the finals. I've got no worries in the first
like
round.
Kyrie on his team, man.
Well, he's got –
they're playing the Pacers.
Lance Stevenson has got some property in LeBron James head, man. He's all up in there.
Leading us in after talking about the NBA, leading us into the viral videos of the week. I don't really understand when this happens. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the whole Kevin Hart, Dwayne Wade feud or Drake, like, just parading.
Allen Iverson was there, yeah.
The players last night in the Raptors game. But, like, these celebrities show up, sit front row, and just pick out the best player on the other team. And just try to piss him off for some reason. And it almost never works out. The guy always goes off for like 35 and a triple-double, and his team ends up winning.
I mean, I think it's a genius move. I love trash talk.
I love trash talk too,
but little Kevin Hart out there just pissing off Dwayne Wade.
What is Dwayne Wade going to do, punch him in the face?
No, he's going to go out and drop 35 and beat the Sixers.
I think as a celebrity presence, you kind of have an obligation to get the other
guys, this
relevant.
Has been happening since the beginning of time. Spike Lee,
yeah, and what happened?
And
Reggie Miller went off.
That's true.
He scored like 7 points in like, what, like 10 seconds.
I'll tell you.
I think Court's referencing Ron Artest beating the shit out of a normal man, not a celebrity, who was sitting like 8 rows back.
This is the mouse in the palace.
About a world peace.
Mouse in the palace.
He's a brand new man.
Let's get north.
His name is actually Panda Love.
Hey, let's get north of the border. It's always been working in Toronto with Drake, has it not?
What?
Drake in Toronto, it's always worked there.
Yeah.
That man just has he can get in your head like no one else.
He's got feelings.
I like Drake, but I feel like he's just terrible at shit.
We'll get to Drake later.
Your mom was softer than a graham cracker, yeah.
We'll get to Drake later. Anyway.
All right, Drake.
Okay, George, we're going to bring you in for this one. Who is Lil Tay?
Lil Tay,
it's a 9-year-old girl. She has a song on Spotify. It's trash. And there's been videos going around of her all week basically saying like, "Fuck you, bitches! I drive a 200,000 dollar car.
I didn't know
your favorite rapper doesn't even drive this shit, bitch."
She's like, "I drive."
I don't know why she.
One of her lines is like, "I drive this car and I'm 9 years old."
Okay, the first question would be, "Where the fuck are her parents at?"
She's also like Asian.
I don't know. Yeah.
She's like, she's Asian.
Somebody
very
posted
weird.
Something that was like, "When did the lady from Tokyo Drift have a kid?"
Oh my gosh.
Tokyo Drift, great movie.
Yes.
Yes. But again, I don't understand how these little kids get so famous like that. Like, she's not that good. It's like the Yodel Kid. It pisses me off.
The Yodel Kid is a songbird, so shut your mouth about that.
We're not getting it.
Different debate. Let's get into that. Well, so this chick's parents, so are you coming down on her hard? You know, you putting into it, or are you really just trying to milk it for all it's worth and get all the money?
Okay, we don't come down on any 9-year-old girls hard or milk anything from them. Just
a disclaimer. We're more of 10-year-old kind of guys.
No.
Either way,
I'm
grounding this chick.
I don't think I would ever let my kid like get to this point where she's like this. But if she became a famous rapper, I might like milk the fame for a little bit.
What is the ADHD medicine?
Adderall.
Give her some of that.
Adderall.
It's Ritterall. My kids not getting a phone, let alone a smartphone, until they're like 16, until they can start driving.
If I have a daughter, she's never getting a phone, and she's homeschooled.
And she's certainly never having a Snapchat.
She will be living in the basement with barely any sound.
Is she going to Padre?
She's living in the basement
she's
with basement.
Be like Howie from Benchwarmers.
Court, we've been over this. We're an anti-daughter podcast. We don't like daughters.
Never mind.
Anyway, baseball fights are back in a big, big way. They've been all over the place.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I like it when players charge the mound. We need more of that. It's already happened like 3 times this season, which is a lot more than I can remember in the past. But also, there's been fans in the stands fighting, and there was one video at a Red Sox game where a guy I don't know why these two got in a fight, but he was like pointing across the aisle to this guy like fighting him, and his like way of telling this guy that he's gonna beat his ass is, "I'm gonna come over there and put my dick in your ass. I'm gonna go
like,
fuck you." And the guy's like, "What?"
Yeah, just taking it 0 to 100 right in a family atmosphere.
Okay, but that's like also one of those things that you can't like. I have no comeback for that. Like, if you tell me you're gonna come like put your penis inside of me, I don't know what I'm supposed to say back to that.
It's like,
"Oh yeah, I bet you won't."
It's like Sammy from BMS, the whole jerk off situation.
Yeah,
you got to just.
But you got
to put yourself.
The difference is that Sammy was using that as like a deterrent from fighting. This guy said that and then went over and beat the shit out of this dude, like took him down, just punched him right in the face, like 5 times.
That is like, I mean, the guy who got his ass kicked and got told he was gonna be penetrated, he's just got to be. I don't know what he's been doing this week, but he not shown his face probably anywhere.
Bad luck. If you're gonna be talking a big game, you're fucking dudes in the ass. That's scary. That's scary. Don't go to baseball games or family atmospheres. Control yourself.
So there have been a ton of these stories, but Francisco Lindor, he's a shortstop for the Indians. We don't, the I words. It's a racist name. He's from Puerto Rico, and the Indians played a game in Puerto Rico, and he cranked a home run. Not really, it was like 235, but
That feels really small.
It was barely over the wall. But he hit a home run, and God, the atmosphere in that place was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's from Puerto Rico, so a lot of his friends and family were there, and like everybody like had Francisco Lindor jerseys and all this, and then he went up and hit a home run.
Yeah,
so
kids,
just cool. And then my question is, how can you not be romantic about baseball, man? It gives you moments like that. You can't find that in any other sport.
It gives you those kind of moments, and there's 100 other games that you just don't really want to watch.
Something new happens every day.
Well,
you got the kids in the stands and in the bleachers with their milk carton gloves and their
This isn't 1924.
No. This is a third world country we're talking about.
Puerto Rico is not a third world country.
It could.
There's got to be some.
It's about to be a state.
There's got to be something like baseball god, though, because you always hear those stories like somebody goes up to a kid before the game that has like cancer or something and promises them a home run and then goes out there and hits a home run. And it's like, how can you just like go out there and hit a home run after you promise that, but you can't just hit a home run every other game?
Yeah.
You hit like 20 all year, and the one time that you promise a kid, you go out there and do it on the first pitch. I just don't understand it.
In reference to this god of baseball,
Puerto Rico?
The god
of how you spell it.
We're over the whole Puerto Rico thing.
San Juan.
The god, yeah, it's San Juan, Puerto Rico. I could have told you that.
This is a third world country, Matt.
Yeah.
What?
These are old pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, this is back when they
Matt called Puerto Rico a third world country. It's literally about to become a state.
You hear
in the
you
United
hear all
States
the stories about kids, Sammy Sosa playing with you know, grapefruit for a baseball when he was a kid.
Yeah, because Sammy Sosa was poor.
We'll also talk
poor
about him later
here.
Too.
Yeah, we'll talk about Sammy Sosa later.
I bet it's Francisco Lindor might have a story, all right? We'll divulge into that later.
Well, let's bring Francisco Lindor on the podcast and discuss.
All right, I'll text him.
Anyway, this god of baseball we are talking about, that is Jim Abbott, the one-handed pitcher. He's definitely the god of baseball. He's deciding this stuff. He's up there. I can see. Is he dead, Jim Abbott?
Yeah, he is.
He's probably up there pushing the.
I don't even know who that is.
No, Jim Abbott. Yeah, one hand.
Yeah, he's up there pushing buttons.
Move on. What is this Saquon Barkley?
That's Saquon
alligators.
Barkley spent some time in the Everglades recently and was at a alligator
ranch,
if you will. And he's not a fan of alligators like most of us are. But this man seemed like he was a little bit too scared. I mean,
I don't.
He's doing, the one thing you did not want to do is test the tour guy's credibility. You do not want to put that man's manhood at stake. He'll let you die. That man, your life's in his hands. Am I wrong?
I mean, I don't think that I would want to be around alligators either.
I think I can handle it, though.
I can do, yeah. I'm a thrill seeker. I want that stuff.
So what are your thoughts on alligators?
Not a chance.
Alligators.
Okay. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Maybe it's a football player
two
thing.
Two of us said no. Two of you said yes.
Oh, well,
what do we have in common that you guys don't? We're both black.
That's what it is.
You're frank about that. Obviously.
All right. With that, though, I know he's been chiming in this whole time, but we're going to go ahead and bring Jordan on for the rest of the episode. He's going to help us out with all this stuff. So, yeah, round of applause. Thank you, audience.
I played the clip too early. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Played it earlier.
Jordan Brown is here. He is a former football player at Truman State University. At what position?
Strong safety.
Strong safety. 27 career interceptions, 55 career tackles, 4 forced fumbles.
Are these real stats?
3-time All-Conference. Big stuff. This man is a GLVC presence. And I got to ask you, before these football games, is there any pregame rituals that you or the team does? Any weird thing going on inside the locker room? How's Coach?
Coach is great. It's great having the young coaching staff. You know, we have a lot of coaches that can relate to us. And then we have, for our head coach, he's really old. So he doesn't yell as much. He's very wise, more like a dad. So
like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got any guys in the locker room, they piss or poop themselves before the games?
Definitely seen guys throw up on the football before during practice. Yeah. That's one of the most common things. I'm pretty sure we've had a couple guys piss on themselves too, as well.
No limits.
Haven't seen anyone shit on themselves yet, though.
Do you take rabies before a game?
I do not.
Oh. I used to come before every game. There you go. Gotta go out there. You don't want to go out there.
Not really a smell factor, but more of a dryness factor at that point. You want to be a little sticky.
I have a question. How does it feel to go play at places where more than 400 fans come to the games?
It's definitely a little overwhelming. You know, we don't really have shit here. So I mean, when we go to other places like bigger schools, you know, kind of have that vast moment of feeling like I'm D1 for once. You know, so it's great when there's more than freaking 400 people.
So
I have a question. Do you think that who won the women's national championship this year? Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Mm. Do you think that Notre Dame could? I think we all think that our basketball team, our men's basketball team, could beat them. What are your thoughts?
Like our Truman State?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they would kill them.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. That's confirmation. That's locked in.
That's all we need.
Cool. Well, I would hope.
So you recently accepted that position working for the Indianapolis Colts. Yes?
Yes, definitely.
Strong safety.
Congratulations, yes. I got to know, during preseason, when are you going to pull out the water boy / radio card and just, you got to try out, you know?
The Rudy.
Jim Ursay, he's looking for anyone right now, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people, when I first brought it up, thought that I was, you know, actually going to be playing. But, yeah, not really feeling that. Body's a little bit too banged up for that. But it's definitely a great experience. I'm happy to be a part of the organization, and I'm excited to see what comes from it.
Now, have you spoken to Mr. Ursa yet?
I have not spoken to Mr. Ursa yet.
That guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, you get your own office?
I doubt it.
Maybe a desk.
I doubt it, but you know,
you got to get on Andrew Luck's good side.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Makes things happen.
Yeah. Nicest guy ever. He'll take care of you. Oh,
yeah. First time you see him, just give him a nice punch right in the shoulder.
Great tackle out there, man. You're doing great.
Yeah, he's a great guy, but he's a great dad, too. But he's a great dad.
Is he a dad?
I'm not too sure, but if he becomes
he's a little taste dad. Makes sense. Take the photo. Yeah. All right, what are you thinking? We said we get to NBA right now. We're talking to you. What are you thinking for the NBA playoffs? Who's your team?
Dude, I feel like the Cavs are going to come out the East. They're struggling a little bit right now, but I feel like they'll come out the East. And I'm really digging the Thunder. I feel like the Thunder are gonna upset Golden State if Golden State makes it, which they probably will. But I mean Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, I feel like they're superstar players. I feel like it's playoff time, so I feel like they're gonna show up when necessary.
It's playoff P now. Playoff P.
Playoff P.
When they asked that, everyone was like, what
is
that
talking
about?
Yeah.
I like Cleveland. I think the 76ers are dangerous, but I do think
they get Embiid back.
I know. I do think the Cavs are going to make it out of the East. I think the Rockets are going to make it out of the West. I think they're just better than everybody else. And
they got to get back to Timberwolves
in a while.
The
Timber W's.
You can't say the word wolves, people. You can't say it.
Wolves. There you go.
You should have seen his face. He had to strain himself to say the letter L.
My name starts with the letter L. So
yeah, it starts with a hard L. Anyway, the Timberwolves, games tonight, if they were to let Karl-Anthony Towns shoot the ball a little bit more than Derrick Rose, I think they might have won that game.
Dude, Derrick Rose is ass.
I know he's ass, Jordan. I've seen him play before. The man can't jump over a quarter.
No, without snapping his ACL.
Of course. Okay, so we're going to play a little game. We do this every week. Nothing special here. We're going to play. It's called White or Black. We are going to name a racially ambiguous person, and you're going to tell us if they're white or if they're black.
Okay.
Gotcha. We'll go a little easy. Start easy.
Tiger Woods.
Black.
Sammy Sosa.
Wait.
Well, I thought we were starting easy.
We gotta like kind of talk about it.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
We're starting easy, like Dirk.
Oh, Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, white.
Yeah.
Plays basketball.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Now, yeah. You said Tiger Woods is
black.
Plays golf. He's pretty good at golf.
You'll see that a lot.
His mom is Asian.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Filipino. Pacific Islander, if you will.
I'm going black for Tiger.
I can relate to that one.
Okay.
I'm picking white.
We like to talk about his piece a lot on this podcast, so I'm going to.
Okay.
His member. Anyway, another one, Sammy Sosa. White or black?
White.
Good call,
Sammy Sosa. Now, maybe.
Sammy Sosa. Now, yes.
He was very.
All right.
Court bat, Sammy Sosa, black. That's for sure.
That comes a monster. Eminem.
Black.
I agree.
Too much sweat. Too much sweat.
That man, yeah.
Condoleezza Rice.
White.
I do.
Well, she's very black.
She is 100% black, but she's white. Drake.
Black.
He was on Degrassi.
Black.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, what a black.
Oh, man.
R.I.P. God rest his soul.
Michael Jackson.
Black.
In his first 25 years, I'll give him black. If we're going off the late,
got real weird.
Once it got weird, I would go white.
So you're gonna take
I'll go
good
weird.
Parts of him. Okay, we'll take the weird
one. I'll take the child out of a window, Michael.
Allegedly. It's all legend. Rihanna.
What?
She's from Barbados. Is she not?
Whatever.
She's gorgeous also.
All right, this is a big one. Okay. Larry Bird.
Ooh. I gotta go with white.
That's a trick question, okay? See, because Larry's not white. Larry's clear.
But we'll claim it. We'll take it, though.
He looks like a ghost or a wood devil.
Logan, you want to be yours?
Yeah, my dance moves.
Oh, for sure, White.
Let's debate.
Nope, no debate.
All right,
no
way.
I agree with that.
You're the fourth best dancer on this podcast right now.
That is true.
Who else do we have? Frank. Me.
Why? Well, why is that good?
He works at the Y, Jaron.
I work at the Y.
You're a lifeguard, man. You play water polo.
It's like some black people have played water polo before.
Not a chance. I don't even know how to swim. All right,
let's do it. Let's do a little segment.
Oh, wait. One more.
Right. Wu-Tang Clan. Black or Asian?
I don't even like them, so I'm going to go with Asian.
Yeah, we'll take that. It's a big win for the Asians. New segment is going to be called Could Truman Beat This Team?
Yes.
The Little Giants. Have you seen that movie?
The Truman in what sport?
Football. That's what the Little Giants
are. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think so.
Went over the Annex of Puerto Rico. Plays pretty.
Rick Moranis.
What, the Cleveland Browns.
No.
We're talking football, right? Yeah, you think you guys could score?
No.
What is the worst team in the GLDC, record wise?
I think it would be Quincy.
Quincy. Could you beat Quincy if they had Air Bud on the team?
Yes.
Any team with Air Bud on the team.
In the GLBC?
In the GLBC.
No.
That's fair. That's fair. I was about to say. All right.
It's dog. Can't possibly outrun him.
Four legs. It beats two every time. Anyway, let's get into pro tips of the day. I'll start it off, everybody. Little pro tip about cigarettes. You know, you smoke them, they decrease your life expectancy. Here's what you want to do. Just switch that little cigarette around, smoke it backwards. It's called increasing your life, people.
It reverses it. It reverses the flow.
It's basic stuff, basic math. Science checks out.
Okay. It's like if
I
you
saw it on sports science.
It's like if you rotate your what is it called?
Speedometer.
Odometer
backwards.
You backwards, you get less miles on your car.
Yeah, same
sell
thing.
For more money.
Same thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
Exact same thing. My pro tip is to buy toilet paper, people. Invest in toilet paper. That shit is never going away. Everyone's buying toilet paper. They're always running out. They're always having to run to the store buy more. Never going away. The bidets. That was kind of a topic of debate when I put this on here.
Yeah, I don't. Do you need toilet paper if you use a bidet?
I'm not gonna leave my wet.
Do you use one?
Do you know what a bidet is?
Okay, but if your butthole is wet, you don't want to use toilet paper. Have you ever tried to wipe
your butthole?
Butthole?
Do you want to put your pants back on and get a big
splinter?
Yeah. Okay. For the listeners at home don't know what a bidet is, it's after you poop. It's a little spray mechanism inside your toilet that sprays your butthole clean, like a little shower for your butt, which is fine, but you still need to wipe that. Like, your butt's clean, but it's so soaking wet. Like,
yeah, but have you ever tried to use toilet paper? Like, have you ever showered and then tried to shit? Because, I mean, it does not work.
Do you not dry yourself off before?
Dude, you still have, like, the residue on there. You know what I'm saying? The toilet paper gets stuck. Your fingers slide right through. You got to go jump in the shower.
I don't know. This is gone off the rails.
You got to start all over again.
So with the bidet, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Like, is it just water? Is it like soap?
It's water.
So water can't just clean an asshole. So like
I think it's hard. I think it's pretty pressurized though. It's like a power washer.
So your ass will still smell.
Maybe there's some soap. I don't know. For our purposes, let's say yes, there's soap. But my thing is, you have to wipe it off with something. You can't put your pants back on. Pick a wet spot on all these pants.
Invest in toilet paper. Start sabotaging the bidet field.
Yes.
My pro tip is, you know what? Sometimes there's going to be critics out there. There's going to be people that tell you that you dance white. If you know you dance black, you keep doing you. You go out there, you dance. You don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. All right, guys?
Yeah.
Have some faith out there.
You know, go to a club with predominantly black people in it. So look at my black dance moves and then see what happens.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah, it should work out well.
Also, coming before football games. That's it.
not in. Question of the day.
Do you want to give him a pro tip? Jordan, do you have a pro tip for us?
Oh, yeah. My pro tip would be buy toothpaste. You know, if your friend's breast is stinking. You know, it's a lot of people around campus who like to have closed conversations with their breath reeks.
There's way too many people that take for granted oral health. My dad's a dentist. Don't forget it, guys. Floss just semi-regularly. For the love of God, you're going to get cavities.
For sure.
Deodorant's a big thing, too. Not sure.
Put any on today.
All right, do you have a question?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. So if you were gonna fight a bear, how would you go about doing that?
Jordan, go ahead and lead us off.
I would definitely try to find anything edible for that bear rather than me.
No. Okay. Yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah. Rather than myself.
So you are trying to kill this. You are trying to fight this bear in any way. You're trying to divert him away from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a male or a female?
Grizzly or black?
It's a male bear. It's a male bear.
And I'm thinking like cage match style. Like I have to fight this bear.
Yeah.
There's no other way out.
Yeah, you can't run over to the local Schnucks and grab a nice steak from me.
I don't know. Do you think, dude, if you kick them in the balls, does it hurt them like it hurts us?
I can't imagine it hurts them the way it hurts us.
Yeah, they just tucked up there. So they got some sort of like protection.
Fur, some fur, maybe.
Yeah. Just, okay. I guess I would just have to just try and find any limbs or anything to beat the shit out of this, beat the bear over the head with this, a rock baby.
I would, my strategy, I would kind of do a front flip onto his back. I would jump over the bear, get onto his back, grab his neck, and just snap it.
I either try to beat the shit out of him with rock, or I think I would try and befriend this bear.
Frank thinks he has a chance in a cage with a bear, but that giraffe is just gonna murder him.
Well, yeah, the bear's at least my height.
I've seen without a paddle. I can, if I go in the fetal position, this bear will come up to me like I'm one of their own. So I'm fine.
I think I could get a few hits in.
Oh wait, I need Jordan's opinion on this. This was our question of the week a few weeks ago. With the best offensive line in the NFL. Could I rush for 100 yards in a season?
No.
That's impossible.
All right.
He thinks he wouldn't get hurt.
Okay, the thing about football and offensive line, when they're blocking, there's always going to be someone that you have to make miss. And 9 times out of 10, it's a linebacker.
I'm not talking about busting out 50-yard runs here. I'm talking maybe 2-yard dive scamper. I do that 8 times a game, every game of the season. I'm there. Easy.
No. Because even the best offensive line won't block everything perfectly every single play.
I don't need every single play. I need 8 plays.
Yeah, but
and Jordan, say somebody blows a coverage. 15-yard scamper, I slide down. That's like half.
Okay, so
like
are you a running back or are you a quarterback?
I'm a running back.
So what scamper are you talking about?
Scamper. I don't know what he means.
If they're in coverage, that means you're passing the ball.
I'm just saying, if somebody doesn't spy, if they don't respect me enough as a running back, put somebody on me, which I have to. If I was a defensive coordinator, I probably wouldn't worry about it.
If you had the best offensive line, I would say you get in a season.
Yeah.
If you're getting like maybe 10 carries a game,
yeah.
I say at best you get like 40 yards.
I'll take that
in a season.
Oh my
God. I'll take that. That's locked in.
Also,
all right, we're done.
The sliding thing. Just look up the video of Joe Flacco and Kiko Alonso.
Yeah, you slide, but you still like
check, please.
You still like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm Jordan Brown said I get 40 yards.
And just remember the yard, whenever you fumble, those yards don't count.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to fumble.
Well, you may.
I'll take the ball in my arm.
I think you're all get the ball. You need to stick them on your hands, man. For the little Giants.
Yeah. All right. Remember to use toothpaste, toilet paper, dance, and smoke your cigarettes backwards. Don't forget it, people. It's been a great episode.
Special thanks
to the new Indianapolis Colt, Andrew Luck's new running back.
Franklin Rosario, Matt Buchheit, Logan Moore, Jordan Brown. Follow us on Twitter, @LivingRoomGuys. That is episode 6. Thank you all. Goodbye.